At 6:06, we have a few clouds, 42 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 56. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning down by the riverside. Arkansas River Corridor projects see a small setback with the denial of a federal funding request. Officials in communities along the river learned the Army Corps of Engineers will not get a $330,000 grant to help plan a low-water dam for Sand Springs. Tulsa County Commissioner Karen Keith says local support for development is still strong.
I mean, we've got private investment, over $950 million going on along the river. So our public side of it is to get the low-water dams in place. The will is to make that happen.
The next step would be applying for a permit for a dam in Jinx, which would trigger a federal environmental review. Darren Price will spend the rest of his days behind bars without parole. The jury gave that sentence last evening for the murders of an ORU student and her boyfriend at Tulsa's Hicks Park. Formal sentencing is set for next week. 11 more Oklahomans have died from the flu, including two more Tulsa County residents. Kelly Van Buskirk is the Health Data and Evaluation Division Chief at the Tulsa Health Department.
It's not uncommon to see flu activity continue during the month of February. And, you know, you can still see increases since flu does technically run. We start monitoring October through March, with the highest increases being during the months of January and February typically. So, yeah, we did see some unfortunate numbers this week, but, you know, hopefully those numbers will begin decreasing as we go further into February and then into March.
In Tulsa County, 8 people have died and 221 have been hospitalized since the flu season started back in October. Well, starting tonight, we expect detours on Highway 169 between Tulsa and Owosso. ODOT will start work on renovations of the bridges over 46th Street North and the expressway. Well, from the refrigerator to the frying pan, we seem to have jumped from bitter cold back to the grass fire season within a day. Wildfires burned over 1,000 acres near Ramona yesterday in Washington County, north of Tulsa. Gusty winds this weekend will once again push up the fire danger. Well, it is Valentine's Day. Jessica Byerly this morning has some tips on conventional and not so conventional ways to mark this holiday.
That perfect Valentine's Day may set you back just a little, but it could be well worth it. First, you'll need flowers from Mrs. DeHaven's Flower Shop.
A dozen roses runs $85 plus tax and delivery.
You will also need a hearty meal, and you can get that from the Chalkboard Restaurant downtown.
It's a 5-course meal with choices from the main courses. Prices range from which entrees you select.
Then you can wrap up the perfect evening with a movie at the Circle Cinema. So what's showing?
We kind of wanted to pick something else for the non-traditional Valentine's movie watcher. The other film we picked was My Bloody Valentine.
Plus, rather than popcorn, you can munch on cookies.
We'll also be selling some Altamont Bakery chocolate chip and oatmeal cookies, and we have some like little Valentine hearts they stuck on there for them.
Now you have no excuse for a dull Friday night in Tulsa. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Cookies and My Bloody Valentine. Yeah, that should do the trick. Our weather forecast: sunshine and pleasant today, a high of 56, tonight partly clear, down to 28 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 58. Sunday, absolutely beautiful, high 65. Right now in Tulsa, we have a few clouds about and 42 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.